You're listening to SBS News.
US President Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first phase of a peace framework that will allow for the release of all hostages. In a post on social media, he said the release of hostages is imminent, adding that all parties will be treated fairly. The exchange of the remaining hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners could happen within 72 hours of the deal's implementation. Dr. A.L. Mayroz is a lecturer in peace and conflict studies at the University of Sydney, and he gave SBS's Cameron Carr his reaction to the agreement.
So what's your initial reaction to phase one of the peace plan being agreed to by Hamas and Israel?
Well, I was a bit more than cautiously optimistic this time. A number of factors coalesced together that did not exist in the past, such as Trump finally deciding to push harder on Israel and on Netanyahu, among other things, following the failed Israeli attack on Doha, Qatar, but also maybe some would say the Nobel Peace Prize announcement that is coming up tomorrow, and unprecedented support for the plan, for Trump's plan, by the Arab world, by the many Muslim countries, along, obviously, with the rest of the world, that has painted, I would say, Hamas into a corner and forced it to make the concessions alongside the concessions by Israel that are providing now the first stage, and I emphasize the first stage, of this peace plan. So a lot to be done in the next few phases, but if all goes well, then we'll see three main things: the release of Israeli hostages, the live ones. I'm told that some of the dead ones may not be found yet, so it'll take time, if at all, to find all of them, but the live hostages are apparently accounted for and they'll be released, followed by the release of close to 2,000 Palestinians, Palestinian prisoners, and then opening the strip to flood, hopefully, of humanitarian aid and to the violence. Israel is withdrawing to intermediate line, and then we'll start working on the second phase.
So what does the second phase of the deal consist of?
I think they did well to put aside the second phase at the moment, because it is quite problematic. From my perspective, the main challenge will be the decision of first timeline for Israeli full withdrawal from Gaza. The second is the incoming some kind of international or Arab or both force that is supposed to take possession of the security in the strip. And Israel is using that to say, until we have that force coming in, we will not fully withdraw, and it will take time to create such a force. So that's one challenge. The second challenge is the, if you like, the surrendering of weapons by Hamas. And that's, I think, is the most difficult part, because Hamas doesn't want to do that and it still has not agreed to do that. They are fearful, and I think rightly so, that should they surrender all their weapons, then they could be targeted later on by Israel coming back into the strip, or even by other enemies of Hamas within the strip. So that's, I think, a great challenge to overcome. How will that be done? I'm not sure, but I think they've done well to wait with that and first release the prisoners and the hostages.
Based off some reports that are sort of coming out while we're speaking, it looks like, you know, Israel's anticipating the hostage release to take place as soon as this weekend. But I suppose besides that, we don't really have a timeline for a completion of this so-called phase one. Is that a problem, that there's not really, like, I guess, an idea of when we'll be looking to move on to the next stage?
Well, as far as I know, it's still, according to Trump's plan of 72 hours to release the Israeli hostages, the plan spoke about all hostages alive and dead. But apparently the Hamas doesn't have access, or doesn't even know where some of the dead hostages are. But it will be a release within probably 72 hours of the, or even less so, of the live hostages. Yes, the Israeli parliament, or sorry, the Israeli cabinet is meeting what is today for us, tomorrow for them, to approve the first stage. There may be some radical elements in the government who would disapprove, but I think there'll be a majority for that. The Israeli opposition has already agreed to support, to have a to provide a safety net for that. So I don't think there is a problem with the timeline for the first stage. I think the timeline, or the problem with the timeline, is for the following stages.
And you've touched on the complexity of that second phase and how there's still a lot more challenges there. So I suppose, looking at the peace plan as a whole entity, what do you think are the chances that it will actually go ahead in full, or will it, I guess, fall down?
Look, my area is mass atrocity prevention, and as such, I make a clear distinction between stopping the killing in Gaza, which is the first stage, and the rest of it, which is a very, very long, protracted process that could take years and could, succeed or not, depending on so many factors. I think the Americans will play, as before, a decisive role in terms of whether they are able to force the Israelis into following the plan, which at the moment is very fuzzy and ambiguous. So there'll have to be a lot more work done. But also the Arab states on their side to make sure that Hamas holds to its part of the bargain. So I think the world, including the rest of the world, have a huge role to play in forcing both sides to the painful concessions that they have to make in order for this, as I said, a very long and protracted process to end up in some kind of, maybe not even peace, but some kind of coexistence. At the moment, it's the two-state solution that is also highly problematic, and we don't know what will happen. Both leadership have to go in order for a full peace. So the current Netanyahu government cannot provide a full peace. The current leadership of Hamas, or the Palestinian leadership, cannot provide that. There have to be elections on both sides and changes that will allow for that.